All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. We've got a super interesting one today, a real nail-biter from the Texas Supreme Court.
Yeah, this one's a big one, especially for anyone thinking about practicing law in the Lone Star State.
We're diving into Huska v. First State Bank of Deanville.
Ah, yes, Huska, a classic Texas homestead case with a twist.
This one really digs into the clash between, well, you know, the legendary protection that Texas law gives to homesteads and the whole idea of equitable estoppel.
Two powerful legal forces going head to head. So how did a fight over a single construction loan end up all the way at the Texas Supreme Court? And what does it tell us about the Texas Constitution, especially when it comes to property law?
That's exactly what we're here to uncover today, why this case matters for anyone dealing with Texas real estate, you know, especially homesteads. We're going to break down how the court looked at this balance between constitutional law and fairness and what their decision really means.
It's a fascinating look at the limits of equity when it bumps up against those really strong constitutional protections that Texas homesteads have.
So for our listeners who might not be totally steeped in Texas property law, could you give us a quick rundown of just how seriously Texas takes homestead protection?
Right. Well, I think everyone knows Texas is famous for protecting its homesteads. It's kind of a big deal here.
Oh, yeah. You can say that again.
And that protection comes straight from the Texas Constitution, Article 16, Section 50, to be exact.
The big kahuna.
Exactly. The idea is to make sure that a family's home is safe and secure from most creditors.
It really is meant to be like a foundation, right? Like the one thing you know you can hold on to.
It's bedrock. And that's why the requirements for creating a lien against a homestead, you know, a legal claim on the property.
They're not kidding around.
Those are non-negotiable, mandatory legal hoops you have to jump through.
No cutting corners.
Nope. Not if you want a valid lien on a Texas homestead.
Got it. So let's get into the story behind Huska. We had a couple, the Huskas, of course.
Right.
I own some property, wanted to make it their homestead, and needed a loan to build a house on it.
Pretty standard situation.
Totally. So they go to First State Bank of Deanville for a construction loan. All pretty normal so far, but here's where things went sideways. The bank, they just missed a really crucial step.
Yeah, a pretty big misstep as it turned out.
They didn't get a valid mechanics lien on the property before construction started.
Oof, that's a problem. And not just any problem, like a major constitutional problem.
Yeah, I'm guessing that timing is key in Texas. Why is that pre-construction lien so important legally?
Because the Texas Constitution lays it all out, plain and simple.
No wiggle room.
Right. To have a valid mechanics lien on a homestead, the agreement for the work and for that lien, they have to be signed and sealed before anyone lifts a finger or a single brick is laid.
I see.
It's about transparency and clarity up front. Both sides know exactly what they're getting into. But in Huska, the evidence seemed to show that the bank tried to backdate that lien contract, like they were trying to make it look like it happened earlier than it did.
Oh, so it was closer to the project end.
Yeah, which means it never really met those constitutional requirements for a valid lien.
Right, so basically from day one, the bank was on shaky ground.
Yeah, they were building their whole case on sand.
All right, so now we've got our scene set, right? The Huskas have their loan, construction's underway, but that lien, the one the bank is counting on, well, it's got problems.
Big problems.
And then, you know, things happen. Life throws a curveball. The Huskas end up defaulting on the loan.
Defaults happen. It's unfortunate, but it's part of lending.
Yeah. So the bank, they want to get their money back, right? Makes sense. They start foreclosure proceedings.
Makes sense, except they've got this huge problem with their lien.
Right, but they weren't giving up that easily. They came up with a new strategy, a legal Hail Mary.
They pulled out the equity card.
Equitable estoppel.
Exactly. The bank argued, look, the Huskas, they knew about the lien. They even said they'd handle the paperwork for it.
Like they led the bank on.
Right, the bank relied on those assurances and went ahead with the loan.
Their argument was basically, it would be unfair to let the Huskas just wiggle out of the deal now because of a technicality.
Classic estoppel. You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
And you know what? The lower courts, they actually agreed with the bank.
I know, it's pretty wild, right?
They said, yep, the Huskas, they're stopped from challenging this lien, even if it's not technically perfect.
That's where you see the clash between the spirit of fairness and the letter of the law.
Yeah. And that conflict, that's exactly what the Supreme Court had to grapple with.
The showdown at high noon.
So the central question, the heart of Huska, boils down to this. Can equitable estoppel, this idea of fairness, really trump the Texas Constitution when it comes to homesteads?
Can you use estoppel to create a lien where one didn't exist constitutionally? That's the million-dollar question.
A million-dollar question with huge implications for Texas homeowners and lenders.
Right, because we're talking about someone's home here, their castle, the place where they raise their families.
Exactly. So for our listeners, before we jump into the court's decision, could you break down what equitable estoppel actually is?
Sure. In the simplest terms, it's a legal doctrine that basically prevents a party from going back on their word, especially if someone else has relied on that word and would be harmed if they changed their tune.
Basically saying you can't just change the rules of the game in the middle of the game, right?
Exactly. Like, if you promise to do something and someone else acts based on that promise, you can't just go back on your word later, especially if it would cause them harm.
Got it. So the bank is saying that because the Huskas basically assured them they would handle the lien paperwork, you know, everything would be squared away.
The bank was acting on good faith.
Right. They're saying the Huskas can't then turn around and say, oh, sorry, that lien is invalid. Tough luck.
Because the bank rely on their actions. It wouldn't be fair.
Interesting. So that was the bank's play. How did the Supreme Court see it?
Well, the Texas Supreme Court, they went a different route. They said, hold on a second. We're talking about the Texas Constitution here.
Yeah, not just any old law.
This is the supreme law of the land in Texas, the top dog. And they said, no way, you can't just create a homestead lien using estoppel, not if it doesn't follow what's clearly spelled out in the Constitution.
So they shut down the bank's whole argument.
Pretty much. The court emphasized that the Constitution sets out a very clear, very specific path for creating a valid homestead lien. Equity, fairness, all that. It can't just override those constitutional requirements.
The Constitution is the rule book. You can't just ignore it.
Exactly. Think of it like this. The Constitution sets the rules of the game. Equity might come in to make sure everyone plays fair.
Like a referee.
Right. But it can't change the rules themselves, especially not when it comes to something as important as homestead protection in Texas.
So that's a big win for the Huskas, right?
Well, not so fast.
Oh, there's more.
There's always more. The court did something interesting here. They drew a really important line, a distinction between using estoppel defensively and offensively.
Okay, I'm all ears. Break that down for us.
Basically, they said estoppel can act like a shield.
Protecting something that already exists.
Right. So if a lien was created properly, you know, following all the constitutional steps, estoppel can be used to protect it from being challenged on a technicality later on.
Okay, that makes sense.
But, and this is a huge BE, the court was super clear, you cannot use estoppel offensively, like a weapon.
To create something from nothing.
Exactly. You can't just estoppel a lien into existence.
That's a pretty powerful statement.
It is. It's a line from Justice Wallace's opinion, and it really drives home the point. Those constitutional requirements, they are not suggestions. They're the foundation.
And if you don't lay that foundation right, nothing built on top of it will stand.
Exactly.
All right, so that's a lot to unpack. We've got the bank trying to use equitable estoppel to save their lien, and the Supreme Court comes in and lays down the law.
Right, with some pretty strong language.
So what was the final outcome for the Huskas? Did they get to keep their homestead?
The short answer is yes. The court reversed the lien on their homestead.
So no foreclosure.
No foreclosure. But there's a twist.
I knew it. There's always a twist with the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court also upheld the monetary judgment against the Huskas for the loan amount itself.
Wait, so they got to keep their home, but they still owed the money?
Exactly.
How does that work?
It comes down to separating the debt from the lien. The loan was a valid contract.
They did borrow the money.
Right. The Huskas were obligated to repay that, but because the bank messed up that mechanic's lien, they couldn't foreclose on the Huskas' home to get that money back.
So the debt still exists, but they lost their leverage.
Exactly. It really shows how powerful that homestead protection is in Texas. It can be a literal lifesaver for homeowners who find themselves in a tough spot.
And it sends a clear message to lenders.
Dot your I's, cross your T's, follow the Constitution to a T, or you might find yourself empty-handed.
So for all those future lawyers out there listening, what are the big takeaways from Huskas? What should they be burning into their legal brains?
Huska is like a giant neon sign flashing strict compliance when it comes to Texas homestead liens.
No shortcuts.
No shortcuts. You can't fix a bad lien with estoppel. You got to get it right the first time.
And this is especially important for lenders, right?
Absolutely. It's a reminder that they have the responsibility to make sure everything is done by the book.
So if I'm a lender, I need to be extra careful with homesteads.
Extra careful. Any mistake in the lien process, it could end up costing you big time.
Okay, so that's the lender side. What about homeowners? What does Huska mean for them?
It's a shield. It says even if you're struggling with a loan, if that lien wasn't done right, they can't take your home.
So even if you default, your home might still be safe.
Exactly. The Texas Constitution is on your side.
So it seems like this case really reinforces just how strongly Texas wants to protect its homesteads.
Absolutely. Huska drives home the point that those constitutional protection, they're not just words on paper, they have real teeth.
So think of it this way. The Texas Constitution, it's like building a solid brick wall around your home, protecting it from creditors.
A strong high wall.
And equitable estoppel, it's like trying to patch a hole in that wall with some duct tape.
It might hold for a little while, but it's not going to stand up against a serious challenge.
So to sum up, in Texas, the Constitution is king, especially when it comes to your homestead.
No doubt. And equity, while important, it can't rewrite the rules of the game.
Excellent. Any final thoughts for our listeners before we wrap up this deep dive?
Huska really makes you think about the balance between fairness and the law. It raises some interesting questions.
Like what?
Well, think about the lawyers involved in these kinds of cases. What strategies could they use, knowing how important the Constitution is? What arguments can they make to protect their clients, whether it's the lender or the homeowner?
In this case, it probably has a ripple effect on how lenders do business in Texas, right? Like, maybe they're being extra careful with their paperwork now.
Exactly. And that's a good thing. It means homeowners are getting even more protection. So I'd say Kriska is a win for everyone who values a secure and stable home.
Excellent points. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. Thanks so much for breaking down this fascinating case with us.
It's been my pleasure. Always happy to talk Texas property law.
All right, that's it for this deep dive. We hope you found it informative and hopefully a little bit entertaining.
And hopefully it inspires you to keep digging into the law. You never know what fascinating legal battles you might uncover.
Until next time, keep learning and keep diving deep.
See you then.